from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Give me the meat.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
He was talking about the chicken.
Give me the meat.
Yeah, he just texted. He's getting ready for his tournament, Steiny did, so he's a little nervous. Go out there and shoot him straight. I've never been in a golf tourney, Larry. Well, you?
Oh, my God. It's the most fun thing. I love playing. First of all, I can only play in certain kinds of tournaments because I can play in a tournament where we play like best ball because I can hit. And if we play 18 holes, I'll hit 7 or 8 just perfect drives. But I'm also going to hit at least 3 OB on like a power fade that's just going to be in the next fairway.
So are you lobbying best ball where you throw?
Me and you play, and we both drive. Whoever has the best ball, we then hit from that ball.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. And so it's still kind of...
So yeah. So you
stay alive a little longer that way, right?
Yeah, and it's more fun. I've played in a bunch of golf tournaments. I played with Larry Allen one time in the Hooters golf tournament.
Rest in peace, man. Real quick about him.
Forget
the cowboy and the star. I believe one of the best linemen to ever do it, Larry.
No doubt.
You can put him at any spot.
Not only that,
if you wanted to,
he bummed a. I bummed a Copenhagen off me, right?
Come on,
this is years ago, and he reaches in to take a dip, and it was like a full can. I just cracked it, and he's like, "Do you mind if I finish this up?" And I'm like, "No, not at all." He takes the entire can of Skol and puts it in the bottom tank.
Dude, man.
The entire can.
Man, that's like tea bags.
I mean, it was
You still chew or you're done?
No. I quit.
I still blue chew.
I quit. But Larry Allen, great guy. We played with Cato Kaelin was in our foursome.
Oh, come on. Yes. Boy.
It was me, Larry Allen, Cato Kaelin, and I think Jeremy Newberry.
I forget him.
I'm not sure.
Larry, you're always dropping stores, but the one that went legendary was when Mad Dog flew you in. Remember that, Larry? My phone was ringing. I said, Larry, big time. Could you imagine you on the East Coast?
Flying into Sirius XM.
There you go. Larry, you just came up with something phenomenal. We want to hear from you. 888-957-9570. Where are you with your Golden State Warriors? You like the moves? If this is your team, are you confident? I'm not confident yet, and I hope. I woke up this morning. The first thing you do, hey, how you doing, family? I look at Twitter, and I'm just like, I see there's still some dust or some rumors about this marketing deal. And I'm like, maybe you're right. If Pods is possibly the holdup, I like Pods, but I'm just like, damn, man, get Steph the help he needs to just try to get closer to get back.
I mean,
to
I
prominence.
Like Pods too, but I'm driving him to the airport and,
That's my line, Larry.
I mean, seriously, wishing him well.
He was on with Bontan Shatsky. And by the way, speaking of Pods, I'm going to give him his flowers. Larry, so much of life, and I try to teach this to my kids, is about confidence. It's about making your mind believe you're better than you are. And the guy that did that the most, I'm all over here, bear with me, is Gary Payton. Gary Payton, he was great. He had gifts, but I think he thought he was better than Jordan. And that helped him be what he is, the dog. And he was talking trash to Jordan. So Pods is...
The glove.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And his son's still on the Warriors. But I say that to say, Larry, Pods is exuding all kind of confidence, saying when he walks in the gym, he's out there guarding Booker and Steph. Like that, I got to give him his flowers for that being half the battle. And now he's working on his offense. Who knows? When this season starts, if there's any new additions, he might be letting it fly more at a clip that we didn't even think he was capable of. But I can't hate the kid for thinking and owning it.
Oh, he's a great kid. He's a great kid. I interviewed him last summer. And the next day, his dad sent me a really nice note. Hey, thanks.
Thanks for having
him on the show. I mean, it couldn't have been nicer. I'll say this. He's a little bit of an enigma, from the standpoint of...
Can that be good or bad? Because Wiggins is an enigma, and I think it's just, it's frightening.
No, Wiggins is a dog, is what Wiggins is. He's not an enigma. Yeah. He doesn't bring it. I mean, Wiggins just doesn't show. I mean, I don't think he brings intensity.
Got all the talent in the
world. He's got too much money in the bank. I don't know what his issue is, but he just doesn't bring it. Pods is an enigma in that... His percentages were good at Santa Clara, but when you watch his outside shot, he doesn't really look like a marksman. Like, I don't know that.
But a lot of that is confidence too, Larry. Yeah,
but to me, he never really got the shot going to the level that I thought he was going to get it going. But rebounding wise, Goo, I mean, have you ever seen a 6'3 ground bound
guy
like Podziemski?
Out-rebounding Kuminga, who looks like Batman or Spider-Man. Like, how does this happen?
It's an instinct. I mean, rebounding is like sacking the quarterback. You know, it's like you either can do it or you can't. And if you do it in college, you can do it in the pros. Same thing in rebounding numbers translate. If you rebound in college, you're going to rebound in the pros. That kid rebounded. You saw that in the summer league, right? Took a couple more charges. He led the league in charges. He's got that Shane Battier, which I always hated Shane Battier for taking charges.
I respected him. The family jewels is why I never took a charge.
But this kid's going to get better. The shot's going to get better. It's going to get smoother. But the rebounding is off the charts. But you know what? If that's the price that it takes to get Markkanen, then you do it. Markkanen's 27. He's been an all-star.
He's a seven-footer.
He's got an incredible shot. He's a 40% three-point shooter.
He could put it on the floor. I've seen it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to play pace and space and spread the floor and draw a big man away from the rim, you know, Markkanen's a perfect player. He's absolutely a perfect player for them. So you're going to have to pay. And you have to pay a heavy price. I'd rather give away another draft pick than give away Kuminga. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I'd rather.
I just don't think you get that difference maker without giving up Kuminga.
Yeah.
That's how highly I think of Kuminga.
Yeah. No, I do too. I wouldn't.
But to get something in this world, Larry, you got to give up something.
If you told me that they could get Markkanen without Kuminga, I would be shocked.
I would say Warriors, if somebody said Western Conference Finals with those two, like, I wouldn't put that past it. I wouldn't say you're drinking too much. Put it down.
Yeah.
You're on the sauce.
Yeah.
Now, Larry, I'm not one of these. I want a contest. I love the radio. I love my coworkers. I say all that to say is I never once tried to be a phony or fraud. I come in here with all my imperfections. That list is longer than the Declaration of Independence, but I'm going to bring Carter in here.
Starting with that jersey, by the way.
Yeah, hey, I was waiting on you, baby. They're so bad, but I love the base.
Whose jersey
Lamb,
is that?
CeeDee Lamb. But, dude.
Trade him for IU.
I got friends and family. Shout out Cynthia Lofton White. They love and live the Niners. 49er Frankie. So they're like my adopted team. I know the Niners, Dallas hate, but I don't hate. When you guys win, I was rooting for you.
We don't hate you guys.
But
we
I'm
love
objective
you guys.
When
love
I give you my Niner
you
takes. Yeah.
Niners own Dallas right now. I mean, seriously.
And I guess.
Niners do really own.
Carter, Mr. Olympic Club, told me when I dial it up tonight.
Mr. Olympic Club.
Yeah, Friday night receiver. He goes, you're not going to be happy. I go, why not? What's going on? I guess they got Debo running over Dallas. Like, I don't care. We're so down. It don't matter. I want to blow the whole thing up. Give me 5-12. That's where I'm at. I'm a real one. Dak is whack. I've been saying it since 2018.
You know, it's
and now he's about to get capped. Cool with it. Start over.
It's so funny because last night or two nights ago, they had, you know, the whatever that the NFL Network, like the Super Bowl, you know, every Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, right? Got you. I love when
and
they
so
do
it. I decided I was like 92, 93, 94. So I'm like, I'm going to record all three. So 92 Cowboys, Pittsburgh 93 Cowboys, 94 Niners. Yeah. Cowboys, Niners. They showed the Cowboys at the end of the 93 season. The Cowboys were the best team in the NFL. They were back-to-back Super Bowl champions. They were the youngest team in the NFL.
Best coach in the league.
With the best coach in the league, and the stupid owner gets drunk in the bar and fires the coach.
Yep, that happened.
If Jimmy Johnson never got fired, now granted, the free agency was starting, so it was
new everything rules. Was changing.
Things
were
changing. But if Jimmy Johnson never got fired, and there was no such thing as Barry Switzer, how many rings?
Yeah,
many rings
Larry,
would Jimmy
I don't
have
know.
Gotten?
I don't know. And I'll say this to that.
They got three.
It's like the Kobe Shaq breakup. Had they not broken up, how many more could they have had if they were on the same page? Like, those are two of my biggest, forget my fandom,
how many
sports
more,
regrets.
How many
the
more?
The Shaq and Kobe breakup, Krause with the Bulls. You know, I wanted to
KD?
See the Bulls come back.
If KD didn't leave the Warriors, how many more rings?
Oh, my God, Larry. I hadn't even added that one to the list.
Yeah, you said,
I got to believe two more. Fedoni, why did he leave? Because he was too sensitive and he weren't getting enough credit.
Yeah, I mean,
and look what happened to his
he's
career.
He's a nomad. He went to three high schools. When you go to three high schools, you're officially a nomad. You like to move
Damn,
around.
Larry went back to high school. But
that's three high schools.
Yeah.
It's only four years of high school.
But real quick, and we'll get back to the war. He was so sensitive. I think on his to-do list when he came here was to nobody, and Steiny gets mad. You don't know that. He knew it. I said, you don't know. He acted like a guy that thought maybe he could be more popular than Steph. Steph was Derek Jeter. He was Montana.
Right.
He was right.
He was never MJ in Chicago.
Could score 200 a game. You would never. And for him to leave and say the media or the fans didn't give him the love that he thought he deserved, that was perplexing to me. And I was like, you're a guy. I feel like Dr. Ruth. You're a guy, KD. Pointing my finger at him. You'll never be happy. And he hasn't found happiness since he left.
Oh.
But Larry, I do wonder how many more they would have had he stayed.
At least two.
Oh my God.
At least two.
It would have been
six. Of course, Draymond would have had to leave.
Well, yeah.
You know. And
Dray got 400. He won.
You know, I don't know if they would ever win any without Draymond, to be honest.
Now, I said all that stuff about me because I got a saying, I react to new information, Larry. And where I was going is Carter came in here and he said, "Goo, you really told Spadoni and I and the listeners that you wouldn't take LeBron here for Kuminga?" And I said no. And Carter, can you just pop on and just tell me how you worded it, how you phrased it? And I got my eraser, Larry, and changed my answer. Like, the goal is what, Carter?
If you get one championship out of LeBron, trading for LeBron, would you do it?
That's all you can ask for of what's left of Steph. I would do it, Larry. If that's one chip, would put him with Duncan and Kobe. Spadoni, I'm doing it. I changed my mind. You guys swayed me.
I don't like LeBron. I don't want LeBron to be on the Warriors. Most Warrior fans don't like LeBron.
But would they take him?
Like,
no.
It's like they do like championships.
Do you want Mike Piazza when he was with the Dodgers? No.
But didn't you hate Deion Sanders?
Didn't
you hate Deion and he came here and what happened, Larry?
Yeah, okay. That's a good one.
Richard Sherman? Yeah. Look at him. Spadoni gave me that in my ear.
Richard Sherman.
Yeah, but it worked.
Dick Sherman. I don't want to see LeBron have more fake rings he's already
so
got.
So that's what you don't want Steph to get five sharing it with him because it would be five.
I hate the idea. Did you like Chris Paul for Jordan Poole?
I hated it.
Then why do it again? Because that's basically what you're doing. You're getting rid of a 20-year-old player for a 40-year-old player. You just traded a 23-year-old.
But the 40-year-old is better right now on the basketball court, even though he's 40, Larry, than Kuminga.
Was the Jordan Poole trade a good trade?
No, it was the worst thing ever.
So 23 for 38. Now you're going to go 21 for 41? Isn't LeBron 40?
Yeah. He's 4-0.
Last year, he averaged 25 points, 7 boards, 8 assists on 54% shooting, 41% from beyond the arc. That's his greatest.
Larry, you saying no to that?
I got a brand new Ferrari.
Also played in 71 games.
Are we sure Kuminga's a Ferrari Larry?
A brand new Ferrari that goes on.
He's a Land Rover right now.
Yeah. 150 mile an hour Ferrari, brand new. Never, brand new. Brand new.
Kuminga's a Ferrari.
No license plates on it.
Look at
it. We haven't even ordered the plates yet. And you want me to give you that Ferrari for like some old Rolls Royce that's, you know, 200,000 miles on it?
But he just gave you the numbers. It's riding great.
It's riding great, but it's got 200,000 miles on it. Do you want to trade a brand new Ferrari for a 20-year-old Rolls Royce?
Well, we can look each other right here on this lovely Friday.
That's what we're talking about.
You asked earlier, Curry's got about I'll give him the BOD, 5 years, 4 years at high Optium level. That would coincide with Kerr's contract and what LeBron has left. So, Larry.
LeBron won what ring this year?
Well, if they would have played anybody but Denver. I'm just tired. I'm not a Laker fan, but had they played anybody but Denver, miss me, man. That was a damn good team. Denver's their kryptonite. Nothing to be ashamed about.
But Denver didn't win the title.
No, they didn't.
So, I mean, are the Lakers in the mix?
Yes, Larry.
And it's not like LeBron's got nothing. Reeves is good. Oh, no. AD's good. He's got some players.
I expect him to be a top four team in the West again.
You know, I mean,
not again this year. They were playing.
I don't think Steph's going to win any more rings. I don't think LeBron's going to win any more rings.
It's a young man's league. I'm all over, Larry. Bear with me, man.
It's time for OKC. It's time for Minnesota. It's time for Denver.
But you got a top 10 player in Steph. You got to do right by him. When you hear talk like that, Steiny breaks out.
You can try to do right by him, but if you can't, then what?
You got to move him.
And you got to move him.
And then you could start your own, because there's no both. Remember, you can't do both. What do you think of the job? Because Steiny asked me this yesterday. I asked you. Mike Dunleavy's done thus far, even with the drafts, because you got to give him love on TJD and Pods.
Yeah. I mean, 19-57, and you turn that into Pods and TJD. I mean, last year was a miracle. Last year was a freaking miracle. This year, I mean, the Boston College center who can shoot, okay.
Has
kind of a Smiley Geach feel to it. Like, he's the 7-footer,
yeah.
It's like, you know, like, we outsmarted everybody, really? Or do you not know what you're doing? And then the kid Waters, you know, has got a nice little 3-point shot.
Yeah.
Is he a 2? Is he a 1? Is he a combo? What is he? That's kind of a nondescript move, a little under the radar. I like Buddy Hield on this team because I think Buddy Hield can still move and he can shoot and low-cost replacement for Clay. Don't like slow-mo just because, I just don't like watching slow-mo.
I called him a poor man's Iggy. We had him on the show yesterday. Do you think he could, because he plays with his head, his IQ, you think he could fill the Iggy role? Or
I mean, he's not nearly the athlete that Iggy.
No doubt about that.
But
he got size.
I don't know. I mean, he's an NBA role player. He's an NBA rotation player. I like Melton. I like Melton because to me, Melton is
he's got lumbar issues.
That's a concern. That's a concern.
38 games.
But I really
do
like his game. I like the fact he plays defense.
He would have got a contract where he was at had he not got hurt. But Dr. Pangea came out with Willard and Dibbs, and you know he'll find a positive. He was like when. You got that serious, I don't want to call it Mike Tyson spinal issue, like high activity is when it flares up. I'm like, oh my God, you're too young to have, you know, we'll see. We'll monitor it.
Lumbar issues and your job is to run up and down on a wood floor.
And you only played 38 games last year.
Yeah, that doesn't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you would have to be the biggest Warriors suck up to sit there and try to argue that they're better than they were last year. They just got rid of Klay Thompson, who's one of their all-time greats, who still shot 39% from three. Chris Paul gave you some good minutes. You lost both those guys, and you added this trio, and you think you're better?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're better, you're better by what? A game? Two games?
And it may not be good enough, just like it wasn't this year.
Right. And you lost to Sacramento. They now have DeMar DeRozan.
They are better than us right now. There's
better.
No doubt.
I mean, and there's some other teams in the West that are growing up. So I don't see the Warriors as being better. So it's like if you can make that move that gets that reopens Steph's, even slightly kicks the championship possibility.
That's what Paul George was
ajar.
And marketing to me still is that, Larry. You got to be.
I agree. If you can get that level of player, now you're edging your foot in the door as trying to win a title. But if you can't make that move, and now you're looking at LaVine and Kuzma, do you pivot and say it's time to at least discuss the unthinkable, which is the nuclear option of moving Steph?
Yeah, I hate it, but I understand it. Carter, I'm having some technical difficulty, but we do have a super chat.
Jim Mole with a $5 donation.
That's your buddy. I introduced him to Mario Ellie. Ran into bloop at the old ship Sunday. Him and his lovely wife.
Well, they're not married yet. They're getting married. They're getting married later this month.
Honeymooners.
Getting married later this month.
What up, Jim? Go ahead. I'm sorry, Carter.
Well, he wanted to ask Goo, are you all caught up on America's Sweethearts DCC on Netflix, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders show?
No, I didn't even know it was on there.
Yeah, it's
I'm watching Super Sale. Like black superheroes from the UK.
Oh, pretty nice.
SUPA.
I got to watch the
sale.
Have you got into the receiver yet?
No, I've got it ready tonight.
How many episodes is there?
Carter could tell. Let me say eight. Spadoni got the five and
that's
the three.
So it's going to take me a couple days.
Yeah, no doubt. But I loved quarterback. So if it's anything like that, my guy, Kirk Cousins, great dad. The hits those guys take and we don't
get. He was like whining.
It like sounded like a slaughtered pig. on the ground. Is incredible. You know how brave you got to be to do that?
And then the people who sit in front of a microphone, right? He's soft.
With bellies like mine.
He's soft.
He can't do.
This guy's soft.
In those man's shoes.
This guy's soft. That guy's soft. If you had one NFL defensive tackle coming running at you, you would wet your pants.
Dude, more than that, Larry. Like number two.
Brock Purdy's soft. This guy's soft.
Speaking of which, we're going to get into this. I mean, camp is around the corner,
that's
man.
Right.
I'm excited.
That's right.
I just love that the Niners, real quick here, Larry, no matter who it is, Kyle, they bring it on is what they're saying. They understand where they're at, this ride, the last 5 years. They've been close, the runner-up twice. So I appreciate them taking it on. Like, basically, I'm paraphrasing, but what I hear it as, Super Bowl or bust, baby. I love that.
Yeah, that's their
keep
deal.
Keep it real at all times.
That's their deal. I mean, Shanahan hasn't gotten it done. They got to the Super Bowl in Super Bowl 54. They were ahead of schedule. This year, they got there. They were on schedule. I think right now, they're behind schedule. So, and I think they're starting to feel that. And there's pressure that comes along with being behind schedule. And Lynch is trying to do everything in his power to keep this thing together on the cap.
How have they been monitoring? How have they, in your estimation, handled the Ayuk situation? Because he's gone on a tour, baby. He's there's no microphone Ayuk doesn't like. And sometimes I'm scratching my head like, I know you said you ended it, you wanted to be a Niner, but I'm like, Larry, is that good or bad? Is he helping himself or hurting himself? Or is he like, you know what, Guru? Larry, you put me in another offense, I'm not tripping. Too short.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have any cards to play. See, that's the problem. Ayuk has no leverage. And because he has no leverage, he has to just keep yapping. He's got to keep talking. He's got to keep putting stuff out.
Damn.
He's got to keep nudging. He's got to keep agitating. He's got to keep in social media. He's got to do it because he's got nothing. He's got no leverage. They have him signed up this year at $14.1 million on the fifth-year option. They're more than content to let him play that out. They can franchise tag him for the next 2 years after that.
That can happen.
So if they want to, they can keep him here for the next 3 years. He's talking a big game. Some of it is just could be passed off as just, hey, you know what? He's just trying to get his market stirred up. But he's also gone too far. He's gone too far.
Is he?
How good is he?
Yeah, is he a top 15, top 10?
No doubt he's a top 15 receiver.
But the Niners throw they're ranked 32nd in the league at throwing attempts.
Right, they don't throw it a lot.
Is this the system for him? And I think he wants to get paid, and his answer would be, yes, it is, but you got to pay me like you know I'm a Justin Jefferson or a CeeDee Lamb.
He's a perfect receiver for what they want. Why? Because he's not a diva. He doesn't hold court in front of his locker if he doesn't get the ball enough.
Well, now he's doing this tour.
He blocks downfield in the run game with a vengeance.
Yep.
So, I mean, if you're going to run the ball, you want Brandon Ayuk. I mean, you could make an argument that Brandon Ayuk is one of the best receivers to have on a team that wants to run it as much as the Niners do. But he's, you know, I think the Niners are playing it right. I think they're going to hold steady because they have the worst cap situation in the entire league in that they're going to take a quarterback that's making $900,000 and they're going to pay him $60 million most likely next year. And so that means they're hugged up against the cap.
Yeah.
So they got to make prudent decisions.
Larry, I don't want to get you nervous. We're up against the break, but somebody, Eric in SF, wants to come down your road. We'll do that on the other side. I got your back, but we got to see what Eric wants. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by Lucky California.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.